natural selection seemed even to Darwin at first glance absurd. But he pondered and wondered and wondered some more, and resolved that it could, whether in man, beast, or bird. From an optic nerve coated with pigment, behind an eye spot, a photoreceptor cells holding proteins called opsins, which sense ambient brightness and the night and day rhythms of life's carousel.
Language of sight, we connect to the world through the dark and the
sight for sore eyes. Catching form, the eye of a needle, the eye of a storm, the eye of a storm. The region of the eye spot evolved to be sunken, to form something resembling a pit or a cup, giving limited directional sensitivity. So the source of the light could now be picked up.
Over millennia, the cup became deeper, allowing for greatly improved resolution, gradually unfolding a water-filled chamber with a pinhole opening as the solution.
Our life is infused with the language of sight. We connect to the world through the dark and the starry-eyed, one-eyed, or doe-eyed. Ah, the eye, the eye. The water became a vitreous humor,
maintaining the retina at the back of the eye.
Transparent cells grew to cover the opening, the protective cornea, and the lens by and by. And between them an aqueous humor developed, defined by the iris, non-transparent ring, so allowing more blood vessels, more circulation.